Mr. Speaker, before I begin officially, let me just take a moment to acknowledge the role of certain colleagues here in the House of Commons in today's events. Although the responsibility for the apology is ultimately mine alone, there are several of my colleagues who do deserve the credit. First of all, for their hard work and professionalism, I do want to thank both the Minister of Indian Affairs and his predecessor, now the Minister of Industry. These gentlemen have both been strong and passionate advocates, not just of today's actions, but also of the historic Indian residential school settlement that our government has signed. Second, I would be amiss if I didn't acknowledge my former colleague from Cariboo Chilcotin, Philip Mayfield, who was a determined voice in our caucus for a very long time for meaningful action on this sad episode of our history. And last but certainly not least, I do want to thank my colleague, the leader of the New Democratic Party. For the past year, in fact the past year and a half, that he has spoken to me with regularity and with great conviction on the need for this apology. His advice, given across party lines and in confidence, has been persuasive and has been greatly appreciated. Monsieur le Président, je me lève aujourd'hui pour présenter nos excuses aux anciens élèves des pensionnats indiens. Le traitement des enfants dans ces pensionnats est un triste chapitre de notre histoire. Mr. Speaker, I stand before you today to offer an apology to former students of Indian residential schools. The treatment of children in Indian residential schools is a sad chapter in our history. Pendant plus d'un siècle, les pensionnats indiens ont séparé plus de 150 000 enfants autochtones de leur famille et de leur communauté. In the 1870s, the federal government, partly in order to meet its obligations to educate Aboriginal children, began to play a role in the development and administration of these schools. Two primary objectives of the residential school system were to remove and isolate children from the influence of their home, families, traditions, and cultures, and to assimilate them into the dominant culture. These objectives were based on the assumption that Aboriginal cultures and spiritual beliefs were inferior and unequal. Indeed, some sought, as was infamously said, to kill the Indian in the child. Today, we recognize that this policy of assimilation was wrong, has caused great harm, and has no place in our country. Aujourd'hui, nous reconnaissons que cette politique d'assimilation était erronée, qu'elle a fait beaucoup de mal, et qu'elle n'a aucune place dans notre pays. 132 écoles financées par le fédéral se trouvaient dans chaque province et territoire, à l'exception de Terre-Neuve, de Nouveau-Brunswick et de l'île de Prince-Édouard. Most schools were operated as joint ventures with Anglican, Catholic, Presbyterian and United Churches. The Government of Canada built an educational system in which very young children were often forcibly removed from their homes, often taken far from their communities. Many were inadequately fed, clothed, and housed. All were deprived of the care and nurturing of their parents, grandparents, and communities. First Nations, Inuit, and Métis languages and cultural practices were prohibited in these schools. Tragically, some of these children died while attending residential schools, and others never returned home. Le gouvernement reconnaît aujourd'hui que les conséquences de la politique sur les pensionnats indiens ont été très néfastes et que cette politique a causé des dommages durables à la langue, au patrimoine et à la langue autochtone. Bien que certains anciens élèves aient dit avoir vécu une expérience positive dans ces pensionnats, leur histoire est de loin assombrie par les témoignages tragiques sur la négligence et l'abus émotif, physique et sexuel d'enfants sans défense et de leur séparation de familles et de communautés impuissantes à les aider. The government now recognizes that the consequences of the Indian residential schools policy were profoundly negative, and that this policy has had a lasting and damaging impact on Aboriginal culture, heritage, and language. While some former students have spoken positively about their experiences at residential schools, these stories are far overshadowed by tragic accounts of the emotional, physical, and sexual abuse and neglect of helpless children and their separation from powerless families and communities. L'héritage laissé par les pensionnats indiens a contribué à des problèmes sociaux qui persistent dans de nombreuses communautés aujourd'hui. The legacy of Indian residential schools has contributed to social problems that continue to exist in many communities today. It has taken extraordinary courage for the thousands of survivors that have come forward to speak publicly about the abuse they suffered. It is a testament to their resilience as individuals and to the strengths of their cultures. Regrettably, many former students are not with us today, and died never having received a full apology from the Government of Canada. Le gouvernement reconnaît que l'absence d'excuses a nui à la guérison et à la réconciliation. Alors, au nom du gouvernement du Canada et de tous les Canadiens et Canadiennes, je me lève devant vous dans cette chambre si vitale à notre existence en tant que pays pour présenter nos excuses aux peuples autochtones pour le rôle joué par le Canada dans les pensionnats pour Indiens. The government recognizes that the absence of an apology has been an impediment to healing and reconciliation. Therefore, on behalf of the Government of Canada and all Canadians, I stand before you in this chamber so vital, so central to our existence as a country, to apologize to Aboriginal peoples for the role the Government of Canada played in the Indian residential schools system. To the approximately 80,000 living former students and all family members and communities, the Government of Canada now recognizes that it was wrong to forcibly remove children from their homes, and we apologize for having done this. We now recognize that it was wrong to separate children from rich and vibrant cultures and traditions, that it created a void in many lives and communities, and we apologize for having done this. We now recognize that in separating children from their families, we undermine the ability of many to adequately parent their own children and sow the seeds for generations to follow. And we apologize for having done this. We now recognize that far too often these institutions gave rise to abuse or neglect and were inadequately controlled. And we apologize for failing to protect you. Not only did you suffer these abuses as children, but as you became parents, you were powerless to protect your own children from suffering the same experience. And for this, we are sorry. Le fardeau de cette expérience pèse sur vos épaules depuis beaucoup trop longtemps. Ce fardeau nous revient directement en tant que gouvernement et en tant que pays. Il n'y a pas de place au Canada pour les attitudes qui ont inspiré le système de pensionnat indien pour qu'elles puissent prévaloir à nouveau. The burden of this experience has been on your shoulders for far too long. The burden of this experience is properly ours as a government and as a country. There is no place in Canada for the attitudes that inspired the Indian residential school system to ever prevail again. You have been working on recovering from this experience for a long time. And in a very real sense, we are now joining you on this journey. The Government of Canada sincerely apologizes and asks the forgiveness of the Aboriginal peoples of this country for failing them so profoundly. Nous le regrettons. We are sorry. Nimi tatenan. Nimin jinowe samin. Mamiak tugut. In moving towards healing, reconciliation, and resolution of the sad legacy of Indian residential schools, the implementation of the Indian Residential School Settlement Agreement began on September 19, 2007. Years of work by survivors, communities, and Aboriginal organizations culminated in an agreement that gives us a new beginning and an opportunity to move forward together in partnership. L'un des piliers de cet accord est la Commission de vérité et de réconciliation des pensionnats indiens. Ce sera une étape positive pour forger de nouvelles relations entre les peuples autochtones et les autres Canadiens et Canadiennes. Des relations fondées sur la connaissance de notre histoire commune, le respect mutuel et la volonté d'aller de l'avant avec la compréhension renouvelée que des familles solides, des communautés fortes et des cultures et des traditions dynamiques contribuent à un Canada plus fort pour le bien de tous et de toutes. The cornerstone of the Indian of the Settlement Agreement is the Indian Residential Schools Truth and Reconciliation Commission. This commission represents a unique opportunity to educate all Canadians on the Indian residential schools system. It will be a positive step in forging a new relationship between Aboriginal peoples and other Canadians, a relationship based on the knowledge of our shared history, a respect for each other, and a desire to move forward with a renewed understanding that strong families, strong communities, and vibrant cultures and traditions will contribute to a stronger Canada for all of us. God bless all of you. God bless our land.